This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. The U.S. and Europe announced today they've agreed to impose more economic sanctions on Russia, a punishment for the more direct role Russia has taken in the war in Ukraine. The sanctions will target Russia's financial, defense, and energy sectors, and what they impose is expected to hurt U.S. and European interests. There was other bad news for Russia today. An international court says Russia acted improperly when it confiscated the assets of the oil company Yukos more than a decade ago. The ruling handed down today would require Russia to pay $50 billion to former Yukos shareholders. BBC Economics correspondent Andrew Walker joins us now. Hello, Andrew.
Hello, David.
$50 billion, this is a big penalty, not small potatoes, as we'd say here. What's the likelihood that Russia's going to end up paying this?
Well, there's no likelihood that they will simply roll over and hand the cash over. The option then for the shareholders will be to take further legal action to see if they can get courts outside Russia to order the seizure of commercial assets that the country owns. I mean, that won't be a case of embassies or anything like that, but it is conceivable that some commercial assets could conceivably be seized and used to generate the cash to meet these claims.
Any idea how that process would work, how soon that could happen?
It takes a very long time. And if you think of what's been happening in the American courts to Argentina over a very long period, where some creditors in relation to a default on its bonds have been making efforts for several years, for many years, to try and get their money back, I think it'll be no easier for the creditors in this case to get money from Russia.
Does this decision isolate Russia even further?
You could argue that it does, I suppose. The very strong language in the ruling does emphasize to international investors the fact that Russia is very widely perceived as a very difficult place to do business, where there are really quite significant political risks involved. But at the same time, you know, you have to recognize that people understood that anyway. Investors that get involved in Russia are typically doing it because they think that the energy resources there are so large that there must ultimately be the potential to make money. But what investors can see is that the latest political developments in Russia are themselves what are sending the real, clear and present signal about Russia's isolation from the rest of the world, in particular from the West.
And at this moment, Russia's government cannot be happy with this, another round of bad publicity.
Absolutely. The Russian authorities have said that this is a flawed and politically biased ruling, and they are, they say, going to appeal it so far as there is any scope to do that. But yes, it's another very unwelcome bit of mud, if you like, sticking to the already significantly tarnished image of what you might call brand Russia.
The BBC's economics correspondent, Andrew Walker. Andrew, thanks.
My pleasure, David.
On those sanctions we talked about earlier, EU ambassadors are expected to announce the specifics tomorrow, and the U.S. has said it'll follow.